Hi, welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
Max.
And he's on his phone.
Not anymore. I put it down. Dude, I hit the post.
And I'm Brian.
Yeah. And don't forget about me. I'm Brian.
And, in all fairness, though, I was YouTubing dogs and bear costumes running on treadmills.
That's yeah.
It instantly makes me happy.
Which is what funny. We always do here at Wampler Pedals.
Yeah. It's true. Like when I'm feeling down, I'll just look at that. Like, it's a dog in a bear costume.
Hey, Max got him some new kickers too, man.
Yeah, I got these for the wedding. You guys didn't know if you were there.
Yeah. I'm taking your Christmas present back.
You can't do that. No backseat. It's already after Christmas. I already have it.
Oh, yeah. You already have it. This damn time warp gets me every time.
Tesseract, if you will.
Uh-huh.
The Tesseract.
So you know what you need to do? You need to go, oh, man, that present was awesome.
That present, the best present I ever got.
You didn't like
I still
your tube
don't know
screamer?
What it is. It's after Christmas.
You didn't like your tube screamer?
Dude, that's guilt.
That's
guilt.
We're
almost up to NAMM week now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're at NAMM right now.
Holy NAMM.
Some of our listeners might not know, sometimes we record two or three of these at a time.
Yeah.
Because
for instance, next week, we're not gonna be able to do
for the next two or 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so two or 3 weeks.
We got Christmas. We're right up to Christmas right now, uh-huh. Technically.
Yeah.
Christmas, New Year's, and recovering.
And then NAMM.
And then, yeah, then NAMM a couple weeks later.
We could try to do a small one from NAMM.
That's what we were talking about, yeah. We should probably do one at NAMM, just...
Yeah.
Let's not pick one of the mornings while Max is hungover.
So, no mornings.
Well, the first couple will probably be all right.
I tell you what, dude, yeah. Winter NAMM, when it comes to the hangovers and everything...
It's not that bad.
...is way easier than summer NAMM.
Summer NAMM is brutal.
Yeah. Summer NAMM is brutal.
Because I was, like, hungover and it was hot outside.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
But yeah. Winter NAMM would be, like, hangover... Plus cymbals.
Well, it's because,
are we by the drums again?
Oh, yeah. We're right on the edge,
yeah,
bro.
Because thanks to the lovely folks at NAMM, they think the guitar pedal should be next to freaking drums.
Gosh, NAMM it.
Seriously.
Gosh, NAMM it. I'll go with that. Hashtag gosh, NAMM it. Gosh, NAMM it. Right? Hashtag.
No, it's because, like, nobody in L.A., though, knows how to drink, and everybody in Tennessee drinks all the time. Yeah. Down there, I'm just a normal person. In L.A., I'm an alcoholic. Whatever.
I think it's America, you're an alcoholic.
Whatever.
We've had this discussion podcasts ago.
Yeah. If you're outside of America, you're just like having dinner.
European.
You know?
Right.
And it's not abnormal.
Yeah, but if you have two beers in America, you're a lot.
At least in the Midwest, it's like, you drink a beer every day?
Alcoholic.
Yeah. It's like, but... That's when you say, yeah, on my way to church. And then it fixes it.
You have one tall boy during breakfast, and then you're a leper.
Dude, it's so funny. Whenever my mother will bring up something that I did that's probably not very good in my childhood. Like, for instance, you know.
You're not
like,
having broke the vase.
Like, for instance, we used to like, this is probably just an Indiana thing, corning cars. Have you ever corned?
I've never corned a car.
I've heard of it, but I've never done it.
Yeah, basically what you do is we grew up in Bloomfield, and basically it's all cornfields. So basically,
Amish country down there, right?
Well, Amish country is Odin, but I grew up there too.
Okay.
So, but that was like I was old enough to kind of out of that stage when I did this. But when we were in Bloomfield, you'd go into the cornfield, you'd grab ears of corn, and you'd shuck all the corn off of them. Okay, so it's real hard pellets of corn. And then when cars drive by, you just grab a handful of corn and you throw the crap at them. And it goes tick, 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 all over the car, windshield. It's terrible, mean thing to do, but it was just the norm. Everybody did it. And when you were driving, you knew you were going to get corned.
I used to do that with rocks. New cars. With
rocks?
Yeah.
You can't do
but
rocks.
But not while they're driving. See, there used to be this train to go by my house, right?
Oh, no.
And they have like all these pallets of, like brand new cars. And there's like a bridge over, right?
That's illegal.
Yeah, I'm not telling you which train or which cars they were. But yeah, it's one of the things I have most regret in life.
But
that's why I drink.
That's terrible. That's why I drink.
But
this show turned quickly.
To suppress it. But we used to corn cars, and you knew you were going to get beat up. You knew it, but it was worth it because eventually you're going to get a high schooler who would get out and just chase you through the cornfield. Because think about it. You're in a cornfield when it happens. You hit a car. It's almost impossible to be found.
Right.
Until you get a high schooler with a truck and they just start driving their truck through the cornfield. Then, yeah, people got hit by cars. I mean, it was awesome. But,
wow.
You know, my mom would bring that up. I'd be like, yeah, I'll never forget that. I was walking on my way to church and then all of a sudden some guys were like, hey, do you want some corn? And I was like, well, it's corn for church. And the next thing you know, they threw corn at me, and I threw it back, and because I thought it was a game, and I hit a car. So everything I've ever done is on my way to church, and it drives my mom nuts. Because it's like, you remember that time you broke that vase? Yeah, I was minding my own business. It was right before we went to church. But that's all about guitar tone. They do play guitar. Ambient delay pedals at church. Boom.
I'm Catholic. We think they're the devil.
You think every... Well, no, as long as you feel guilty. We really don't think as long as you're guilty.
I feel kind of guilty about it.
Oh, my gosh. And that's when we lost the praise and worship segment of our hands.
I'm Catholic. It's cool.
Yeah. No, the only reason I say that is because Max, I was like, you're Catholic, right? He's like, yeah, you ever felt guilty about anything? I'm like, yeah. He's like, dude, be Catholic.
Oh, my God.
So a Catholic guy said it, not me.
Speaking of praise and worship, did you get a chance to play with that Tyler amp at the barn?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it's a great sounding little Princeton, I thought, man.
I thought you hated Princeton.
I actually did, but then the more I use that thing, it actually sounds pretty good.
Does it take pedals well? Because my Princeton, my 65 Princeton, does not.
It does, but I'm using that different cabinet. So I'm running to a different cabinet.
See, that 10-inch speaker doesn't agree with pedals.
It could be, because I'm running through an HM75 WGS and a Pine 112 cabinet. And it seems to take pedals really well, yeah.
Yeah, see, my Princeton does not. What?
I was answering emails all day. I never got a chance to play it.
Well, I was working out there. We did a demo video.
We did a video through it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. A couple videos.
I think you're
just playing around with it.
It's just, look, what do they call it? It's an occupational hazard having to play through that awesome amp.
It's not a hazard.
How do you know?
Because I haven't played
exactly,
it.
Exactly, right? I was minding my business on the way to church, and Brian was like, hey, you should.
Yeah. Sure.
So Max
is completed.
Max's full circle thing. I was talking to him the other day about what was my theory about beer being a sports drink.
Oh yeah, any sport can be enhanced through the consumption of beer.
Yeah, as a spectator.
As a spectator only.
Yeah, as a spectator. Hmm. Think about it.
I got a totally off topic thing that I thought was pretty cool for you guys.
Okay.
So I told Max about this already.
What's that?
So you know I'm a big marketing fan of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
grocery markets, supermarkets,
guitar market.
No, so I like this podcast called Fizzle Show.
Okay,
Fizzle is it's a community for people that do a lot of writing and write books and that sort of thing. But I'm a huge fan of the podcast because it's a similar setup as what we have. There's a guy that's kind of more like you, and then a guy kind of more like me, and a kind of guy kind of more
like
you.
Does a guy supposedly like me, does he do handbag reviews or something?
He does that for fun, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Does he have cool hair?
Huh?
He does have a cool mustache.
Let me guess, it's like yours, isn't it?
It's awesome.
But he actually plays guitar.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, check out some of our pedals and stuff. So I sent him a pedal to check out. And he writes back, he's like, oh, I love this pedal and everything. So I submitted a question for the show. So I'm going to be on their Fizzle Show.
Oh, cool.
This Friday. And
three Fridays ago.
And they're going to, talk about the Chasing Tone
podcast. Oh, awesome. Cool. Sweet. So if you guys are listening to this and you were referred to it by Fizzle, thanks for listening. And we've probably, if we offend you, I forgive you. Right? No? Nothing?
So anyways, that was completely off topic, but I thought that was kind of cool.
No, that's great. It's great. It's more reach.
Exactly.
Which in itself is super marketing. Huh? Hashtag super marketing. Hashtag come on.
Hashtag gosh damn it.
Yeah. Hashtag come on. C-O-M-O-N. C-O-M-O-N.
No, sorry.
Come on.
Speaking of questions for the show, do we have any for
people that want to ask? I was getting there.
And that's the Chasing Tone podcast.
I was getting there. You guys went off track on this one. Talking about corn and cars and going to church.
I didn't talk about anything.
And then Fizzle.
and then Fizzle. Is this Jeffrey Melcock? Koch?
I think it's Melcock.
Or Melcock?
Yeah. That's
COCH. So. Okay.
Yeah, he asks, what is the difference, if any, in using a pedal such as a Tube Screamer that doesn't have much gain on tap for an overdrive versus using a higher gain pedal and just turning down the gain knob for overdrive. For example, I own a Plextortion, which is made by Wampler, and if I turn down the gain, I can get some very nice sounding overdrive tones. Just curious as to your thoughts on this. Who first?
Not it.
Okay. Well,
nose goes. Yeah, we're doing the nose goes.
For me, here's great, because I want you to get technical on this, because I want answers. I want answers, dadgummit. But to me, an overdrive and a distortion, even at lower gains, they still sound completely different. Like,
totally.
It's weird. I can't put it into words, but like, I guess one sound, like to me, the overdrive is going to sound like a smoother transition from clean to dirty.
Almost like a soft clipping sort of device.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, I mean, and that's exactly right. But what he's saying is, why, if you turn the gain down on a distortion, why isn't that soft clipping? You see what I mean?
Because so, diodes work one way.
And that, well, see, and that's what I want you to get into. So overdrives are diodes and distortions are something else?
No, the diodes are just, generally speaking, they have the diodes in a different part of the circuit, so it clips differently.
So okay, let's back up.
So I can nerd it up, dude. Wait,
no, that's what I want.
I can straight up nerd it up if you want.
That's, I mean, hashtag I think nerdy that's style. What nerd style?
Yeah, nerdy style.
Come on. All right. I'm working it in.
You've been talking to the CBs lately, haven't you?
Yeah, come on back over. Smoke guitar thicker than bugs on a buffer. Come on back over.
No. Gotta make that sound every time you stop.
Over.
Break 1-9. You got the coyote on here. Come on.
Big Bird coming in. This is Elmo.
You gotta sing it every now and again. If something's real good, come on, come on. No? All right. Okay. So let's go. Let's get into this.
Nerd it up.
Nerd it up.
For the rest of our audience that doesn't like talking about diodes and thresholds of clipping characteristics, this is the time that you can just skip forward.
Can I go
about
get tea
minutes
while you're doing this?
You guys might want to take a bathroom break. And, you
know. I'm gonna go get some tea. You got this, Max.
Here's some chocolate.
Okay, so all right, we're gonna stereotype a little bit here. Overdrive generally is going to soft clip, and distortion is going to hard clip. And the way most often that's done is by putting in an overdrive, you're going to have diodes in the feedback loop, so it soft clips. Travis is showing his shoes on the camera. And the distortion is going to have diodes to ground, which is going to hard clip generally. Now, that's not the rule. That's not the way it is every time, but that's the way it is a big portion of the time with most pedals.
Hashtag generally.
So this distortions generally.
Sorry, I don't know why. Man, look at Max. I cracked Max up so bad.
It was so funny. Sorry, rewind for a second. Brian said generally. Like generally, they do this. And Travis looks up and goes, oh, generally. And then I started thinking about Dukes and Hazzard and crash cars and shit.
The thing is, I just snorted, but he started tearing up. And it's one of those things, like, it's not that funny, but the teacher's talking in class and he can't laugh, so it makes it funnier, you know? Yeah. Okay.
Generally, saying something thoughtful and like meaningful actually means something. We're cracking generally Dukes of Hazzard jokes.
Okay, I'm sorry, boss. No, that's go all right. Ahead.
This would be a good test to see if anybody actually wants to hear, like, you know how we get people that say,
I'm tired of all you guys just talking about nothing. Yeah, no, people do want to hear the tech stuff, and I do too, but you said generally, hashtag come on.
Hashtag Daisy Dukes.
Dude, it's like that.
Hashtag Daisy Dukes. And I'm going to click that hashtag to see what else comes up on that. Hashtag Daisy Dukes.
I'm pretty sure nothing guitar related will come up on that one.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, so let me get back into mode here. So generally, let's say that you're using op-amp-based circuits. On the op amp, if you're using an op amp based circuit, then your diodes are going to be in the feedback loop for an overdrive and to ground after the op amp for distortion. But distortions in general are really designed more for a higher gain setting. So you're going to notice, like, if you turn a distortion down, it's going to get a little bit more muffled. it's not going to be quite as clear or bright. You can get an overdrive out of it, and it could be a good sounding overdrive, but it's hard telling if it's going to be better than an overdrive.
I'll interrupt something right there. Like, a pedal that actually does that, and it's funny you're actually wearing the t-shirt for that pedal, but the Sovereign.
Yes, I'm.
You know, because I...
But I have a switch on there. We have a switch on there to change the gain stages so they don't clip as hard.
Oh, okay. Is that the boost switch? Or the
That'd
mid,
be the boost...
One, right? Mid-presence or something. I forget what it is.
I forget what we called it.
Okay.
But it's the boost... It's the toggle that changes the gain.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense.
I forget what we called
okay,
it.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. But no, that was one that, like, I wasn't familiar with that pedal. And you're like, take this home, da-da-da-da-da. And you're like, it's a pretty good overdrive, too. And I was like, well, I thought it was just a distortion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that popped out of
me. Yeah, but that's a JFET mu amp based circuit.
I know.
It's totally different than off amp based. I mean, if you're talking about mu amps, it's kind of, mu amp is kind of like, we've talked about a JFET, right?
Yeah.
So with a JFET, you have to bias it with a couple resistors. Okay?
Okay.
With a mu amp, you don't have to change that biasing resistor every time. You can use the same resistor values and put another JFET above it that connects to power. And
but
that,
you'd have to bias that one, right?
That one self-biases.
Oh, boom.
But as the characteristics of the circuitry is two totally different things. So you can make that new amp circuit clip really hard, or you can make it clip softer, which is what the switch does.
Oh,
so wake up! Now's the time we get back to the normal stuff.
Oh, General Lee,
Daisy Dukes.
Oh, dude. I started laughing so much, I started crying a little bit on that.
By the way, who really carries a bow and arrow in the trunk?
Dude,
seriously.
True story.
Daryl Dixon.
The remake of
Daryl Dixon.
They shot a flaming arrow into a jug of gasoline. I was like, I wonder if that actually works. And I did, and it does work.
Does it really? Does
it go boom? I shot my compound bow. I shot a flaming arrow into a jug of gasoline. It went kaboom.
Did it really?
Only because it made a spark.
Yeah, only because, like, the vapor, you got to undo the gas cap. First time it didn't work.
Ah.
Just the arrow went out. But if you open up the gas cap, don't try this at home.
Don't do this.
I might have one or two.
We're untrained professionals.
But yeah, it really does work.
Untrained professionals.
I need to bring my compound. You like fire? I need to bring my compound bow over. We'll just shoot some flaming arrows into gasoline jugs.
Sounds really dangerous.
Wait. What if we put, would this work? If you put a gasoline jug and then a piece of metal, and then you shot with your gun the piece of metal,
I've
that would
that.
Spark
it. You I've have tried that. It doesn't
don't
work.
Don't try
even,
that.
Even if you hit the metal and it sparks?
It won't spark.
Okay.
What about low caliber?
You know what? Like let's just talk about how you make bombs on here.
Well, no, see, this is what you do here.
We don't need to have a business anymore.
Well, I found that out. I was on my way to church.
No, but seriously, we need to do that. I'll bring my compound bow over. We'll take a whole day, shoot stuff, blow stuff up.
But don't do that for everyone
don't
else.
Don't do it at home. No, gosh, no.
That's a very dangerous and crazy thing to do.
For example, if I own a Plextortion. But no, that's a great, I mean, that's a... To me, it's so. Another thing I'll kind of contribute to that is, generally speaking, and don't even do it. I'm not trying to be. I don't want to laugh. I'm not looking at you, but the EQ sections of a distortion and overdrive are going to be completely different.
Generally, so yeah. I mean, well, you don't have to have it that way. Like you can make a distortion out of a tube screamer.
Okay.
You know what I mean,
patent pending, but
it's already been done. MXR.
Those. Jerks.
You just put diodes to ground.
I know.
I like the 5 volts.
Rather than a feedback loop, just put them to... They actually put them to voltage. But
I love feedback, though. I had some awesome... With my gear shifter. Just to hit it.
Your whammy bar. Your wang dang.
Yeah, my twang bar. So, gear shifter. I love it.
Have a gear shifter.
Especially single corals. You can... Especially seeing,
I
got a gear shifter on my neck.
Yeah,
B bender. On my G.
Here's a trick that y'all should try out there. If you're using a Strat, a lot of people it just try it. So if you're at higher volumes, especially running some gain, take your Strat and move it to like if you're right-handed, take it and move the body off to your right to where the speaker can hit the back cavity where the springs are.
Right. It'll feed back easier.
Yeah, it'll feed back easier. A lot of people don't know that. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
You really didn't? Oh, really, dude, didn't. You got to try it.
Your body's absorbing now. Sound. So just
see, I might have to move that guitar way over.
Yeah, yeah.
To clear my body.
Yeah, no, you don't. But yeah, move your guitar to the right. Basically, I mean, the sounds, instead of hitting your body, is hitting that pickup right below. Right.
Yeah, the pickup's getting the sound easier.
Yeah.
It's not getting absorbed by your body.
So I'm a natural feedback buster is what you're saying.
Yes, everyone is. So, awesome, but right? A lot of people don't realize, like, and this... Most people are going to be like, well, duh, but there are some people listening to this that don't know because they don't play at volumes. Mm-hmm. But what causes feedback is it's like Brian said, it's called a loop. What happens is sound comes out of your from your pickups to the amp, and then when if it comes back from your amp to your pickups,
they pick it back up,
and that completes a feedback loop. So
pickup.
So you get this exactly. So you get this squeal, and it's really cool because most times I can control it.
Yeah, and it also, you know what you can do, if you change the position of
it'll change pitch.
Like if you go to a 45-degree angle from the amp, it'll change the harmonic frequency.
Yeah, exactly. And so, most of the time it's in key with the song you're playing.
Yeah, yeah. And like, know? If you're on, like, say you're on a D or something like that, then it might be like a root note, or it might be a third or fifth.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but I'm going to go home and
crank it up.
Apartment complex. What are you doing? Experimenting.
And the cool thing is too, is like sometimes you need that, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Guitar pick.
No, like the like if you hit your gear shifter, that, you know, just that little bitty change in pitch will trigger it a little easier too. Mm-hmm. You know, so just a little tip on, you know, how to control feedback and how to get feedback. Because that's why you'll see a lot of times, like when Hendrix used to hump his amp. You know what I mean? Obviously, that was part of the show, but he would actually go closer to his amp and turn his guitar facing the amp so he would start that feedback loop.
Right.
You know, so if you never knew that either?
Yeah, I guess never really thought about it.
Yeah.
You ever notice that some notes feedback better than others
based on
the resonant frequency of the guitar, I think?
The E note, the one that always gets me, like, okay, there's two notes that always really feedback really well on my Strat for some reason, and that's the E note on the 9th fret of the G string. Or the G flat note on the 11th fret of the G string. Those two feedback like awesome. And it's so cool coming out of like a big Hendrix thing in E, and then you drop down to the drop down to that, what would it be, the second, I guess. And then you drop down to that two, and then it's just like this cool spacey thing. Oh, it's awesome.
If you had a wheelhouse delay that you could put on after that.
I got a wheelhouse.
You know what does, you know what doesn't, and it's actually got more parameters, is the timeline, and I have that, so it's fine.
It's too big to put on your board.
It is too big to put on my board. And I have to run separate power. But if I had a timeline, I'd use that. But wheelhouse, I'd use that. But I don't.
Or L Captain.
I don't have one of those either.
I like those.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is like the Strymon stuff, I don't know. I haven't played the L Cap. But I think the timeline, first off, it's intimidating to me. You know, but that doesn't mean it's bad. People love it, but
yeah, I'm not a big fan of great big pedals like that.
It scares the crap out of me.
I found a Strymon pedal I want.
What is it?
The Lux.
Is that the reverb?
It does a Leslie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can get that big Houston Kettner off my board.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. Doug, I was playing with Doug this weekend, and he had the mini vent by Neo.
They're bad of the bone, dude.
Oh my god, and it's so easy. It's so easy, man. It's on off, fast and slow. You hit them together, it breaks. It's the most simple thing I've ever seen. And I think there's like some presets that you can change, but really, you don't have a lot of settings on it. Yeah. You know, like I had that Korg G4, and it was awesome, but it was the biggest tone suck I've ever played in my life. I had to have Kevin Silva from Uncle Albert's amplifiers put a true bypass switch in it.
Really?
And then it was awesome.
Another cool one of those is the Hammond just released the Leslie.
I haven't played it.
Mini. They're cool, man.
It looks sharp.
Yeah,
have
cool.
You seen it? Yeah,
it's the big one, sharp. And they have the G size, which
I've
is smaller.
Yeah, I've seen the smaller one. It's like white with, you know, the yellow and the red or whatever.
They got the same thing with that. Fast or slow, and then if you step on it fast or slow, then that's your break.
That's your break. Because I used to have one of those motion sound cabinets.
Those are cool too, man.
You ever hear those?
Nope.
It was an actual spinning baffle. It was an amp, But I disabled, it was like a solid state amp with a tube pre, and it sounded okay, but I disabled the amp and just used it as a cabinet, and it was awesome, because it was a real deal, but then, of course, and it was tiny, but it worked so well. But, man, let me get a wheelhouse one time.
Come on.
Come on. No, you can't just say come on, it's come on. It's got to come naturally.
You have your trucker voice, dude. Here's your trucker voice.
Come on.
I have a trucker voice.
But it's got to...
If I was a trucker on a CB, nobody would be able to stand me. Like, that guy's drunk behind the wheel. Come on.
Remember we went to Dave and Buster's and played the semi game?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, check out a short guy driving a semi.
Yeah, but you need... You need video for that. So if you're not watching,
watch the video. If you don't, I'm sorry. It's the same thing as a monkey, just different context.
Do the monkey. You have to watch the YouTube for that.
Yeah.
But so yeah, man. Like this one, the next one we've kind of covered before, but I found a new piece of gear that's really cool that does this. So it's not a new piece of gear. I've had it for a while. I just kind of forgot I had it. That's bad when you forget you have gear.
And it is.
Oh yeah. Well, I gotta build a suspense and ask the question first. So, you'll be doing your drum roll for a while unless you can keep it up. So, Mark at alltonespeakers.com. That's a weird last name. But he says, my topic idea is disaster relief gear. When things go horribly wrong with a piece of gear at your gig, what do you keep in the trunk of your car for emergencies? Hopefully something, as this will happen to us all at some point. Extra strings, cables, tubes, fuses, and hopefully even a backup guitar are pretty obvious. But if your entire amp rig goes down, are you prepared? If a tube blows or something else goes wrong with my amp, I wouldn't have time to address it, at least until after the set. So I always carry a Sans Amp direct box with me to plug into my pedal board and then go direct to the board. That's a really good idea. My thing is you're really at the mercy of your sound guy then.
Yep.
Or if you're like me and too poor to have a sound guy and you just roll with, you know, speakers on sticks and a powered mixer, you know,
yep.
Then it's pretty rough. Because then you got to make sure it's just, you know, it's a great idea. This sounds like this guy's playing more consistent gigs, you know, like maybe he has his own sound gear, or maybe he's playing rooms that have house sound or whatever.
I think if it was me, for on a budget, I'd probably grab like a Tech 21. What's their little amp in a box series?
I know what you're talking about.
They have
about.
The amp emulated out. They're only like $70 or $80 or something, I think.
The thing I found, and I showed it to you, and I figured you'd... And not that you do this in a bad way, but, you know, from a design standpoint, you kind of nitpick. It's just your nature. It's just our guitar players listening to style of music and listening to the same genre of music. We're going to nitpick, and we're going to find a reason to either like something or dislike it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I hear a guy playing some blues, you know, I'm going to kind of see what he's doing on the fretboard before I hear it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible. I'm getting away from that, but... I brought
the same
in,
way I look at circuitry, the same
exactly,
sort of way.
Exactly. So I brought in, it's a, Diago makes this thing called the Little Smasher.
That's right, the little amp.
Yeah, this thing is awesome. I think it's 5 watts, I think.
I think so.
And it's solid state, but basically you can fit it on your pedal board. It's the size of kind of a medium-sized pedal.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like
it's
like
no
the
bigger,
Fotape Echo.
Yeah, probably about that size. Maybe a little bit bigger, maybe... A little bit smaller than the Bogner Reds.
Yeah. Smaller than those. So, I mean, it's not ginormous, but yeah, it's an amp.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is just set it back on your amp and
run it to the speaker cabinet.
And it's plenty loud enough to get over a drummer, but you'd have to mic it up, you know?
Right. Well, so, if you're playing out, you probably are mic'd.
Right. I would think. Yeah. Yeah. So... Basically, and you know, that's kind of like a disaster thing, you know, and this guy makes a great point. Yeah, you could just change fuse or you can change the tube, but really, who's going to have time to do that?
Right. You're in between songs.
Yeah.
Are you going to like, hold on, guys, I need to go get my toolkit?
Unless you got a guy named Max in the crowd who will bust his ass to get underneath the stage to get a spare amp and throw it on stage before you can even unplug your guitar. True story.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, I broke his amp.
blew it the hell up is what he did.
Whatever. It malfunctioned, right?
And why were you using my amp in the first place?
Because I blew my amp up.
Because you blew your amp up.
It's like, hey, I blow amps up all the time, especially at this one place with their power. Can I borrow your amp because I blew mine up? He said yes. That's his fault.
It is my fault. And no, I'll do it again in a heartbeat.
And I know. And plus, you got a cool pedal out of it.
That's true.
Do you still use that pedal?
Yeah.
Do you? But anyway, I blew his amp up, and you know, you have that because it wasn't like a dying tube; it was just on and off,
and then smoke.
Yeah, I let the factory smoke out of it, but I turn around, and I'm like, oh my god! I look at the amp, and Max, like, very calmly, you know, sticks his finger up, like, 1 minute, just a second, like, confidently, just sticks one finger up, and the next thing I know, there's an amp sitting right in front of this amp, and then he just plugs it in for me. I'm like, that's why we're best friends.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, goes back into the tune. Yeah, yeah, you're right. And it was, I think it was Rockin' Horse by Government Mules, the tune we were doing. And it has this like little, we were getting ready to go to the bridge, and then this happened, so we kind of stopped. And like it was like a 30 second, not even 30 seconds, not probably that. 10 second changeover. And then all of a sudden it was 2, 3, 4, then right into the bridge. It was perfect.
I already knew the amp settings and stuff. Got my logbook out.
Tell me you don't keep a logbook of other people's amps.
I do. I actually do. Yeah. It's kind of sad. Especially when we go see people, like when we went to go see Jake Owen and all their guys. I actually had like, what's he playing? Okay. And like, I made notes of it on my phone and recorded it later.
Which one is that?
The cameras are beeping. Interns, I swear to God. If my camera cuts in the middle of my story, I'm going to flip my lid here. It's my time to shine. Only time I get to talk. I talk for 2 minutes each podcast episode. Okay, I don't think it's my camera. If it is, Brian. Just keep it on. Just keep it rolling.
I don't even know which camera it is.
It doesn't matter at this point. We're too far in.
Yeah, but I'm just that big of my gear nerd. But I'm the kid that grew up, seriously, in school. Like, I have crayon descriptions of me wanting to be a guitar tech.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be one.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Most people...
Which is perfect, because I need strings changed on my guitars.
I don't want to be your guitar tech. The only time you ever change strings is when I change them. And it's usually like 5 minutes before you need it.
We have video of Brian Wampler changing his own strings on his guitar.
I cracked the joke. I'm like, dude, you're changing your own strings? He's like, how'd you know that? Because there's a video of it. Now I know he can.
Uh-oh. I'm not going to say that story, but I'll tell you later. How about another inside joke, guys?
Next show is just all inside jokes. It won't make sense to anybody.
Now, Brian, is the problem with that last question with Brian is, and I'm not making fun, it's just...
Oh, you can. I'm used to it.
No, it's your personality. You always carry two of everything.
If at all possible, yeah.
Right, yeah. And so, I mean, it's
I
just,
carry two heads.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is this probably drive you nuts, but when I do, like, I'll do a gig with Tad Robinson, most of the time I just bring one guitar and an amp.
If I do that, I know for a fact something's going to fail. If I bring two, I know for a fact everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know why, just, it's always been that way.
Yeah, and like, the Wednesday night blues jam, I'll bring one guitar most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm only playing a 45-minute set, and then I only get up, you know, sparingly throughout the rest of the night. But, And that gig is completely different because the house has backline. So yeah, if something goes wrong, it ain't my fault, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, but still, I still try to take the necessary precautions. But what all do you bring?
Man, I never really bring a backup amp. I don't know why. I've been pretty lucky. I guess usually I play amps with you know, two different inputs. So I can, I guess if one side goes out, hopefully the other side's still working. Unless it's power tube. But I actually carry extra power tube. I actually wrote a really cool blog. You guys are checking this out. Of disaster preparedness stuff you put in your guitar case.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is a good blog. I actually read that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right?
Do you ever bring spare speakers just in case you blow one?
No, I've never done that. I figured at that point I'll just negotiate with the club to pay me part of the money that I'm asleep. You know, but yeah, I don't know. I always bring a couple extra guitars. Right, not a couple. I'll bring two guitars. And actually, recently, a guy that I guess helps us out, works for us, Bob Hebert, built me this little mini or micro pedal board, and I've thrown that in my guitar bag now just in case my whole pedal board goes down.
Yeah.
I can just plug and play with that. So
my bass player carries an extra amp in his gig bag.
Yeah.
It's David Eden. They have like a mini amp.
Yep.
A lot of people use that Crate power block.
Yeah.
That thing sounds great on bass.
Yep.
Yeah. And do they still make those?
I don't know if they do or not.
Billy Gibbons was actually using one for a while for guitar.
Really? Yeah. But it's solid state, crate power block. If I remember correctly, they were like $100 or something. I mean, unreal, you know. So I mean, that's kind of real. I don't know. That little Diago little smasher, that's kind of my disaster saver because it's tiny. Mm-hmm. You know, you're pretty prepared.
Yeah, I mean, I always bring two heads just in case.
And Max brings an extra board.
Like, the worst thing ever would be if I had to go direct.
Which I've told you my story before about having to do that. It was brutal.
Yeah, it's just, I used to play at a church. Mm-hmm. And if they ever said, all right, we're going direct, I'd be like, I quit.
Nope.
Not doing it.
No church today.
I will put my amp in another building and run a cable to it.
Exactly.
But like, I am not going direct.
He's like, I'll put the amp outside.
Would I ever tell you, there's a cover band around Indianapolis that plays a ton, and they do a lot of corporate stuff, and the money's pretty good. But the problem is they play so often that if you have your own thing, you don't have a chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's the main reason that I didn't. Basically, I got offered the gig, and that's the main reason I did not, because I have, you know, my project I want to do, and then moreover there's another project that I'm getting ready to start anyway.
Is that the Christmas song CD?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's a genius idea.
No, it's not. Only if you want to lose all credibility as an artist. Speaking of which, did you hear Joe Bonamassa just put out a Christmas tune?
Dude, it's genius. Seriously though, like, it gets airtime every year. It's in syndication every year.
Yep. You're right. I mean, it is a good idea, but at the same time, I don't know. It'd have to be a pretty good tune, just a regular blues tune.
You know that song Jingle Bell Rock, right?
Yeah.
You know the guy that wrote it lived here in Martinsville.
Yeah, Bill Haley? No. Who was it?
Bob Helms.
Bob, yeah.
Weird Max Jeffrey history with that. That was actually the very first time I ever played guitar in public in front of people. It was Jingle Bell Rock.
Really?
Yep, I sang it for like a third or fourth grade Christmas program in my school.
That song's actually really hard to play. It's like C major 7, C6 to C.
I rocked
jingle
it
bell, jingle bell, and then rock. And then D minor 7 to G7. D minor 7, G7, and then it repeats. Yeah, but it's actually pretty tough. It's got some cool chords in it. Expensive chords.
Mm-hmm.
And there's your guitar lesson for Jingle Bell Rock.
Boom.
Which would have been relevant 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of, dude, you know we're in
this time warp.
We're in Morgan County here. Damn Christmas lights are still up.
Yeah. I keep forgetting it's like end of January right now. You know? It's weird because it feels like it could be December 17th.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is.
It's so weird.
We can keep up probably till March, then we got to take them down.
Yeah.
After that, it just starts looking a little weird.
And for those listening, we're talking about our Christmas tree.
Yeah, we have a Christmas tree up still. So. But I think that wraps up a lot of stuff. We actually talked about relevant stuff on this one for a little bit.
It's been a very odd one. We actually talked about...
And you got nerdy on this one.
Yeah.
Talk nerdy to me, Brian.
Op amps, biasing, JFETs, mu amp stages.
Flaming arrows and the jugs of gasoline.
Yeah, come on. But thank you guys so much for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes. You know, that'd be swell of you, right?
Be our Facebook friends.
Yeah, be our face page friends at facebook.com/ChasingTonePodcast. Check us out on the Insta pages. That's Instagram, Chasing Tone Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, keep them to yourself. No. If you have any questions or comments, either leave them in the YouTube comments if you're watching this, or shoot us an email at podcast@wamplerpedals.com, or, of course, send us a Facebook message. So for Max and Brian, I'm Travis. Thank you guys so much for listening.